Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ben Bradshaw, News Talk 830 WCCO.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. It may be cloudy in my right eye, but the sun is shining very brightly in my left eye.
Yeah, I'll never forget being there with Puck. I was just looking at a picture standing with Bob Casey and Kirby Puckett and Harmon Killebrew and Dave Winfield that weekend. And we had some events out there throughout Cooperstown. It was just unbelievable, spectacular, a highlight. As of 19 years ago now that Kirby and David were inducted together in baseball's Hall of Fame. Bill Mazeroski was part of that group as well. And in the next round of Puckett memorabilia up for bid from VSA, I want to talk about the auctions. We mentioned this when they did the first one, and boy, people responded like crazy. Plenty of items coming up in the next auction. First thing, though, Steve Jensen, owner of VSA Auctions. How in the heck are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing today, Dave?
Doing great. Thanks for joining us. Scott, how are you doing?
I'm great, Dave. Thanks.
Scott Spain, of course, a spokesperson for the Puckett family, too. The first one was wild. I got to ask you a bit about that, Steve. This is the second now of three auctions, but again, if you could just recap, tell us how the first one went.
Well, the first auction definitely exceeded our expectations, to say the least, and the auction was very well received by Puckett fans. In fact, set several records, including the highest single price ever paid for a Kirby Puckett item at auction in his 1991 World Series Game 6 jersey.
What will people find in the current auction, Scott?
Well, the current auction, we have a gold glove and a silver slugger award, along with a 1995 game-worn All-Star jersey of his. And also have a really cool series of milestone baseball. So his first ever major league hit, along with his 1,000th hit and his 2,000th hit baseball, are all in this current auction.
Scott, how difficult is it when you have to narrow this down to what you're going to keep and what you're going to put up for auction?
Yeah, I mean, some of it was very difficult and some was easy, of course. I want to say thanks to Dave St. Peter and the Twins for some of that process on the bigger items. You know, his World Series rings and trophies and the 91 Game 6, you know, World Series home run ball. And other items will still be displayed down at Target Field for fans to enjoy. And from there, you know, the kids just went through a lot of things and pulled out certain awards and jerseys and bats and baseballs, you know, for themselves. They kind of have shrines in their own homes for their dad, of course, which is neat to, you know, keep that forever. And then what was left were kind of running through these auctions for fans and collectors to enjoy themselves.
Steve, you've been involved for a while with the sports memorabilia market. Compare the interest in Kirby to other athletes.
You know, with Kirby, the interest is a little bit different. There's just so much passion among Kirby Puckett collectors. I think part of it was from 1954 with the Minneapolis Lakers to the Lynx in 2011. There was a span of 57 years where there was the only two championships for the 87 and 91 Twins, and he was the best player on the team. So there's just so much passion when it comes to Kirby Puckett collectors.
Scott, obviously, where's the money that is raised? Where's it going to go? What charities are involved?
Yeah, thanks for asking, Dave. That's an important piece of all this, right? So the proceeds go to the kids' nonprofit foundation called the Kirby Puckett Foundation. And from there, they partnered up with two groups. One was COVID-related. Group was called Get Masked Up. And they donated for masks to the elderly and the less fortunate that really can't afford to, you know, get their own masks. So that was kind of neat to see. And the other organization they worked with was a group called Camp with a Purpose. So with COVID, it had to be an online camp this year, but it's an educational camp. They had 36 students participate, 9 teachers and staff members. So they had to provide, you know, computers for those students and things to kind of go through this camp. And just was a great experience for the students, and the teachers said they really enjoyed it as well, and sort of helped them hone in their remote teaching skills, which is going to, looks like it's going to come into play this fall for students again and teachers. So that was a great group they got involved with this last go around as well.
You know, Steve, I was with Puckett one time. We're working. It was it was around the time of the pool tournament. So I'm walking through the hotel, and all of a sudden Kirby says, "Hey, D. Lee, man, come over here. I want you to meet some of my friends." And so as I'm walking through, he said, "This is my friend Joe. Joe, this is D. Lee. He's my buddy." And that was Joe Carter. And he said, "Ozzie, I want you to meet my friend Dave. Dave, this is Ozzie Smith." And, of course, he's introducing these guys like I'd never heard of them. But, I mean, he just had that magic. It's just like when you're around him, he was just – and he was with everybody. I don't care if you were rich and famous or if you were, you know, not high on the celebrity scale. It didn't matter to him. He kind of treated everybody the same, and that's what made him so cool. And I bring that up, Steve, because do you have other items from some of those guys that were his buddies, like Cal Ripken, Don Mattingly, McGuire, all those guys?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. Actually, yeah, Kirby not only collected his own items, but he was an avid collector of other players. So he would often trade collectibles after games. You know, players would trade their game-used bats and give them to each other, and they would sign baseballs for each other, and they would sign all-star balls for each other. So there's all sorts of that kind of thing in the auction. There's even a congratulatory Hall of Fame letter from President Bush back in 2001 when Puckett was actually elected to the Hall of Fame. So it's not just his items. It's stuff that was given to him from other players and other celebrities.
Oh, very cool. Hey, Scott, when's the deadline for people to get involved?
Yeah, deadline auction ends tomorrow night, Thursday night, 10 o'clock. So yeah, if you can get out and get the BSAauctions.com and put bids on something you'd like to have from his collection, that'd be fantastic.
VSAauctions.com, and you can also find the link here on WCCRadio.com. Hey, Scott and Steve, always appreciate your time. Have a good auction. We'll talk to you soon, see how it went.
Thanks so much, Dave.
Steve Jensen, owner of VSA Auctions, along with Scott Spain, a spokesperson for the Puckett family here on WCCO. News coming up next with Steve.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.